For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
G'day everyone and welcome to the Monday Waffle for 2023. My name is Sean Boss. I'm excited to be here. I love footy and I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out on top this season.
Hi everyone, my name's Asha. I'm so excited to be here for the Waffle season with Monday Waffle. Gonna see who comes out on top.
My name is James Broadhurst and I'm very excited to be a part of the Waffle podcast this season. Always had a real interest in local footy, so very excited to get out to a couple of grounds and meet a few of the people that make it all happen every week.
I'm Liz Robbins. Very excited. If you know me, just pretend that you don't know me and maybe don't listen to this podcast. But we also have two other hosts that aren't here today. We do have Maya Greaves and Gabby Waite. They'll be featured in the next couple episodes. They have better things to do today, obviously.
So in terms of what we're going to be covering in today, we've got a lot to catch up on. We're going to be going through a little bit of a round one recap. We're going to be touching on what happened in round two, forecasting what's coming up in round three. But first and foremost, we're going to look into the future a little bit. So we're going to go around the table and actually put our predictions for both the Premiership and the Wooden Spoon so that we can actually have a I told you so moment a little bit later on. So Asha, I reckon you should kick us off. You're pretty passionate about your local footy. So who do you think is going to win the flag?
Okay, looking into my crystal ball, Wooden Spoon has to be West Coast, unfortunately. Just with their start, it's been a bit of a bump in the road for sure. And if I could have my prediction for the Premiership, I'm going to say East Perth.
Interesting.
Might be their year.
And why?
Well, they've got a new coach this year, so they said they're looking to finals, so I hope they do it.
And Sean, what are your predictions for the Premiership and also the Wooden Spoon?
Well, I'm definitely going for Claremont. I think they've got a good list this year.
Sorry, are you going for or are you predicting Claremont?
No, I'm predicting, one and the same. I'm definitely going for them and I'm definitely predicting them. I'm tipping them. Whatever else you want to call it. Why Claremont? Well, I'm aligned with Claremont, have some connection with Claremont from over the years, and I love the pub down at Claremont as well. In terms of who's going to be the carrier of the Wooden Spoon, I'm predicting Swan Districts. I'm not really going to give a reason, but I think the way the season plays out, they'll be on the bottom.
And Liz?
Yeah, Wooden Spooners, I'm going to have to agree with Asha and say West Coast. Just unfortunately, they're...
Sounds like there's a bit of pain there as well.
Oh, no. I support Hawthorn, so... But yeah, lots of injuries and they've started off the season pretty low. It's going to be hard to come back when their AFL side is down so many people. And as much as I would love Subi to win the grand final, I'm thinking it'll be Claremont. They've got a vengeance... they've lost a couple in the recent years. They're fighting hard.
Well, I'm sure Sean's very happy to hear that. He's got a little bit of support in the room for sure. And I'm actually going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to back the underdog story of the season. And I'm going to say that South Frio will make the Premiership, but they won't win the grand final. I reckon that they're going to lose a tightly contested game to Claremont only because... I actually went to the South Frio and Subi game a couple of years ago and my father-in-law is convinced that I was the reason why the Swans or the South Frio Footy Club lost. So I'm hoping for a little bit of redemption this year. And Wooden Spoon, I actually agree with the two ladies, Liz, Asha. I definitely feel that West Coast are going to struggle to put a team on the field in the second half of the year with the length and extended period that a lot of their players are going to be out for the season.
So, James, you're predicting Claremont, is that right?
Yes. So predicting right. Claremont, but I'm backing the Swans to get in as the underdog story for sure.
We had about 90%
or the Bulldogs,
of South Frio talk there and 5%.
Well, Claremont. I've got to represent. I think I'm the only one here from south of the river, so it's important that, we got a little bit of balance there for sure.
People are different down there.
I'm happy to say that. All right, so we'll be sharing the tips and for premiers and also Wooden Spooners from both Maya and Gabby a little bit later on, probably in next week's episode. And in terms of the round one recap, Asha, take it away. We had loads of stuff happening over the Easter break.
It was a massive season opener. We had three Good Friday matches and two on the Saturday. We kicked off with a grand final rematch with 2022 Premiership winners West Perth, and they were up against Claremont. However, Claremont came out on top, taking home their first win of the season with 14 points. Then we also had a thrilling one-point game between Swan Districts and East Perth, with the Royals coming out on top, both of them playing their first games with their official new coaches for the season. Then the last Good Friday match, we ended with Peel Thunder defeating East Frio in a four-point victory. Saturday games, we had South Frio beat West Coast with a 43-point home win, and then Subiaco claimed their 13th consecutive win against the Demons.
Well, going back to, you know, South Frio Bulldogs, the team that I'm tipping for the underdog story of the season, they've started the season in a very interesting fashion. What can you tell me about the ladder and the way that it looks before games have even been played?
Well, South Frio, they started on negative 8 points for the 2023 season after breaching the waffle total player payments in the 2021 season, which was the year they lost the grand final to Subiaco. So a statement was released by the club. They said that the mistake was an administration error and they apologised for the breach. However, the commission slapped them with a $25,000 fine. They also had 8 premiership points for this season stripped. They had a reduction of their total player payments. That was to $10,525, and also a reduction of 10 player points for this season.
They're going to be up against it, that is for sure. And tell me a little bit more about the East Perth new coach, Ross McQueen.
So East Perth, they have a new coach, which is Ross McQueen. He is a 6-time premiership coach. He got the record there with the Claremont Colts and reserves. He led them to 6 premierships. He's moving into the role at the Royals after acting as their senior assistant coach in 2021. And then also he was the interim coach for the last two rounds of the 2022 season. So he's also coached and assisted multiple state sides, and he told the commission he's ready to focus on improvement, growth and attacking instincts with the boys.
Well, he's definitely going to have a lot of opportunities to prove himself over the 2023 season, that is for sure. And we've got a new coach with the Swan Districts as well. You know, he's been around the club for ages. Was it only a matter of time before this guy got his share?
I think so. Andrew Pruin, he stepped in as the new senior coach this season. Definitely a committed Swans man. He's spent over 20 years at the club in various roles, and he's actually spent the past 3 seasons as the senior assistant league coach. So I think it was only a matter of time before he's stepped up into this new role.
Well, hopefully we can get either one or both of those coaches in here in the studio just to chat about what some of their approaches are going to be as we head a little bit deeper into the season. And bringing us up to round 2 now, Liz and Sean, talk to us about what happened last week. Liz, did you want to kick off with the massive score from West Perth?
Yeah, so a record was set. The Falcons kicked the biggest waffle score since 2010. They defeat West Coast by 169 points.
Sorry, was that their score?
Well, no, their score was 217. 34 goals 13 to 7 goals 6.
I'm sorry, how many?
34.
How many?
34.
So that's what you would call a percentage booster. Mm. You know? And I heard someone down the street the other day call it, you know, really turning the game into a clinic. You know, it's like, you know, shouldn't be up to them to teach West Coast how to play the game.
I definitely think there's a segment idea in there for you, Sean. We should go on the Sean's waffle lingo for sure, just so we can work through a few of those cliches and analogies and what they mean.
I don't know if any of that's original, but hey.
Hey, come on. Good artist borrow, great artist steal, hey? And what happened for the rest of the weekend?
So it was a close game between Swan Districts and East Frio. Despite East Frio finishing with 72 extra possessions, they only won by 4 points. Claremont proved too strong with a 48-point win. I reckon, yeah, they're back with a vengeance. They are ready to show us what they're made of and just ready to hit it out of the park as much as I don't want to say it.
Yeah, and then we had Peel Thunder, you know, knocking off the Demons. So Peel Thunder, 10-17-77 beat the Demons 1-6-12. I mean, you know, the key question here, Liz, is how do you go through a whole game of footy and the whole team of, you know, 18 on the field plus the bench kick only one goal? I mean, what is going on?
It baffles me. Fun fact, they kicked one goal for the entire game to record the lowest ever score against Peel since they entered the Waffle in 1997.
I just don't know about that. I don't think it would have been much fun in the change rooms after the game. I think the coach would have been somewhat ropeable, if not disappointed. So let's have a look. What else is cracking off in terms of...
Well, the last leaderable co-tenants, East Perth and Subi, kicked it off. Subi came into the second half kicking the first four goals, but East Perth were just too good. They kept that lead as spacious as they could. A little bit of pressure at the end, but East Perth didn't crack.
And Asher, I was going to ask, that pretty much brings us up to date with what's happened in round one and round two. Where are we sitting with the ladder? It's only been 2 weeks. We can't read too much into it, but I'm sure that we can just give a little bit of an update as to where some teams are at on the ladder.
So currently at the bottom of the ladder is South Freo.
Yeah, my boys.
They are on -4 points with one win, one loss. Then coming up after that in ninth on the ladder is West Coast. They've lost their first two games. Above them is the Demons, and they've also lost both of their first two games. Swan District's the same, they've lost the first two games. Then in sixth on the ladder, just outside of the top five, we have East Freo. They're sitting on 4 points. Then we've got in... fifth is Subi. They are sitting on 4 points, and they are literally 1.8%, which has taken them up to fifth over East Freo. So it'll be interesting to see what this weekend
brings. It's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got West Perth in fourth on the ladder. Then also East Perth is sitting third. Peel Thunder is second. And at the top, we have the flag contender, I think, of the season is Claremont.
Go Claremont, you know, go Claremont. And look, James, I'm totally fine for you to be parochial and, you know, talking about South Freo disproportionately to the other teams in the competition on the Monday Waffle podcast. But if you're going to do
that... There's no favoritism
here. If you're
going to
do that... You know,
it's in my blood. I'm a journalist by nature.
We don't wanna
be unbiased.
We don't want to take it outside on the first episode. But if you're going to do that, you need to, you know, wear a scarf while we're recording or wear a beanie. South Freo, of course, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a merch guy, though.
Well, but you've given us a good idea to get you some.
Well, my birthday's in July.
No hints.
All right, so moving on to what's coming up this weekend. It's going to be a huge weekend of local footy. Obviously, a lot of Anzac Day celebrations and commemorations at grounds around Perth. We're going to be kicking off on Saturday with three games. The top of the table, Claremont, which Sean's going to be very excited. Might even get along to the game and give us the inside scoop. He's going to be taking on Subi who will be keen for a win after a loss last week. South Freo are going to be looking for redemption against Peel after their loss in the 2022 final series and bring their season points back to zero with a win. The East Perth Royals will take on the Perth Demons at Mineral Resources Oval as well. And then we're heading to a couple of games on Sunday.
Sunday, we have Swan Districts taking on West Perth Falcons at Steel Blue Oval. Falcons, they've won three of the last five and are coming off a massive win last week, so it would be great to see what unfolds there. West Coast are also facing the Sharks at Mineral Resources this weekend. West Coast have won only one of the last five encounters with East Freo, and rumour has it, I think it's confirmed, Will Schofield will be debuting for the West Coast Waffle team.
Making a comeback.
Wow. A comeback.
Coming out of retirement.
Will Schofield himself?
Yes.
Wow.
So is he the Johnny Farnham of the West Coast Eagles? Is he just going to keep coming back for a farewell tour every couple of weeks?
Maybe we need to add a bit of a soundbed there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think, desperate times call for desperate measures. And
I'm happy to play if they need me.
I'm sure that you would actually be quite fierce. You're quite... direct around the studio, so I think a little bit of that energy could go a long way down
I'm
in West Coast.
I'm actually scared of Liz, but
Well, you just shared it with me and everybody else. So game of the round, I reckon this week is going to be Subiaco versus Claremont. So that's your two teams. You're going to be representing hard. Hopefully you'll be getting down to the Oval. Yep. The last three games have been decided by an average of 9 points. So it's going to be hopefully a close encounter. Subiaco averaging 13 goals a game so far. Claremont averaging just 9 goals a game in their two wins. Subiaco's Stefan Giro is in great form. And, you know, they were inaccurate in front of goal last week with a score of 10 goals 16 against a very low scoring Fremantle.
Well, that's going to cost you, isn't it? You know, I think you need to be accurate in front of the goals because that can make a difference, you know, in the final scoreline and ultimately cost you not only premiership points, but also cost you in terms of percentage, you know, which can make a difference as well, Liz.
Yeah, it was...
She's speechless. She's speechless. So I reckon we just do a quick round table. We just really wanted to set the scene for season 2023, not only for the Waffle podcast, but giving everyone a little bit of an idea and a catch up as to what's happened in the first 2 weeks and before the season proper started. So let's just go around the table for Subiaco versus Claremont. I'm actually going to tip Claremont here because I reckon their defence is going to hold out against Subi. Liz, what's your tip for Subi versus Claremont?
I'm going to back the boys. I'm going to go Subi.
Cool. And Sean, who are you tipping?
Definitely Claremont.
And the quiet one?
I will have to tip Claremont.
Cool. So 3-1 or 4-1 maybe. And let's talk about Bulldogs versus Peel Thunder. I reckon that Peel Thunder are going to edge out South Fremantle, even though I've tipped the Bulldogs for the underdog story of the season. Come on. But in terms of that, I just reckon Peel are going to be far too good. They're looking pretty sharp and moving pretty well. And Liz, your tip for that game?
Yeah, I'm thinking Peel.
Yep.
I'm going for South Frio, the Bulldogs.
I will have to agree with Peel.
Cool. I mean, both South of the River teams, they're playing both in their neck of the woods, so I don't think travel's going to be too much of an issue there. Then we've got Perth Demons versus the Royals. I actually think that Perth going to do a pretty good job this week. I hope that they can actually get out and get another win on the board. And Liz, what's your tip?
Royals.
Yep.
I'm going to back Perth.
And I'll say Royals.
Ooh, 50-50.
So we got 2-2, yeah.
So I think in terms of that, I'm hoping that's actually a reflection of the contest that we're going to have. Heading over to Sunday's games, we've got Swan Districts against the in-form West Perth. I reckon it's going to be Swan Districts pretty good at home, but I think West Perth's going to be too good.
Yep, I reckon West Perth are going to...
The Mighty Falcons, I'm going for them.
The Mighty Falcons.
As a Basso girl at heart, born and bred... living right across the road from the Oval, I have to say, Swannies.
Oh, you had me so nervous there. I thought the build-up, you were going to be like, I'd love to tip the boys, but I'm going to go with the Falcons. I was so nervous that people in Pasadena were going to be stoking out the Mount Lawley studios.
Yep.
And the last game of the round, we're talking about West Coast versus East Frio. East Frio, I think it's pretty obvious what's going to happen here. I'm tipping East Frio.
East Frio.
East Frio.
East Frio.
We have a clean sweep.
Yeah, I think we do. I think
sorry, West Coast.
It could be a bit of an upset. Who knows? Stranger That's things true. Have happened sorry, and West maybe sorry. Schofield will have the game of his life, boot 10 goals on his own. Who knows what's going to happen? Round the table, anything else from you, Asher, that you'd like to bring up for round 3, 2023 in the Waffle?
No, not really. I'm just excited to see it.
Cool.
Watch it happen.
It's still early days. I think it's an exciting season ahead. You know, I think we're all excited to be here as well. And we're looking forward to having conversations with some of the players on the weekend and with the coaches throughout the season, you know, and bringing you some valuable information, but hopefully some entertainment as well, James.
Yeah. Just a disclaimer as well. If this doesn't get uploaded on a Monday, it's because we were a bit slow, had uni break. It was Easter Monday. We do apologise, but we'll be back on the ball this Monday, coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure Mr. Papalia is going to have a strong thing to say about us sticking to a schedule that we can all agree to, for sure. So we've got plenty coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be working very hard behind the scenes to get you a little bit of coverage at the grounds and also around and about, hopefully bringing in a few players and a few little bits and pieces to keep you on your toes as well. This is James Broadhurst signing out for the first edition of the Waffle Podcast 2023. I was going to go around and sign out from everybody, but I guess that's it. So,
no, James, thank you, James. Great to be here. Asher.
Leah. I'm speechless. Signing off.
Signing off.
Talk to you soon, guys. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.